This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
The Commanders are looking to draft their generational quarterback soon. Don't forget to think about your next generation. The exclusive sponsor of our show will help. That's the law firm of Kondorian Murad. They're going to take you and your family in the right direction. Help you draft a will, set up a trust, or create a healthcare power of attorney. Schedule a free consultation with their estate planning attorneys at kmlawyers.com. And be sure to tell them Grant sent you. I'm sure it's Grant. And be sure to tell them Grant and Danny sent you. Score yourself a great discount. That's kmlawyers.com. Right now on the BetQL guest hotline, our buddy and 2019 World Series champion, Adam Eaton, who with a bunch of his teammates is back in D.C. for the first time to look back on the anniversary and the 5 years ago World Series championship for the Washington Nationals. Adam, thanks for the time. Welcome back. It's going to be fun.
I'm excited. You know, I think most of us try to keep in touch as much as we possibly can, but it will be good to, see everyone and their families too as well. You know, that was one of the cool things about that year, and really the whole time that I was with the Nationals, that we really included the families a lot. So to bring my two boys back and my wife and see the families that we spent so much time with is going to be really enjoyable.
Adam, I know you're coaching now, and I coach kids a little bit, and my back in my day stories, which always come up when you're a coach, are like, yeah, I got a hit one time off a guy that had a great career. Your back in my day stories are like, yeah, I jumped yard off Justin Verlander, Game 6 World Series, future Hall of Famer, no big deal. Two-run single the ninth inning, just to add a couple of runs, clinching a World Series, no big deal. Just think about those kinds of accomplishments. They're not that long ago, and the ability to kind of impart those to kids, I think, would just be the coolest thing ever, and I would never shut up about it.
I've coached a number of different teams from, flag football to baseball to, basketball to hockey. And to be able to experience, kind of the experiences that I've been a part of, the individual things are great, but, I feel like with coaching specifically, you kind of refer back more to the interactions you had with people and the things that you picked up. One of my things that I always try to focus on with my kids, may they be 5 years old or they be 23, 24 years old, is, you're always looking for your next best coach. And for me, I had so many great coaches throughout my life. Specifically with the Nationals, I play with some incredible players that I never ever dreamed of playing with, and be able to be around them day in and day out and pick their brains and learn from them. That's more the information that I like to pass down, is just that information. I sound like a broken record when I tell them information. I just say that, this is not something that I have, made up on my own. Mm-hmm. This has been passed down from generation to generation, a great ball player, a great ball player. And to be able to share those memories of, hey, Max told me that this is what's going on in this situation, or Howie Kendrick telling me something, or the list goes on and on of these great players. I name drop more than anything than my own accolades because of how, just tremendous information and unbelievable information that I've been able to receive, especially in my time with the Nationals.
Adam Eaton, 2019 catalyst for the Nats throughout the regular season and the playoffs, came over via trade and was one of the final pieces to the puzzle as they won a World Series, joining us here on Grant and Danny. We talk on the show all the time about how COVID robbed you guys of a very normal post-World Series bliss, right? You didn't get your ceremony and the banner lowering in front of all the fans or the rings in front of everybody. I'm just curious if that's something you think or ever thought much about, and does that add to the fun of kind of getting your flowers this weekend at all?
No, it definitely does. I also think, you know, we were robbed of that celebration. We were also robbed, in my opinion, of the city and, the whole area of, I hate to say it, but like financial, that year is a big year for that area, to bring people in, to come to ball games, to have those celebrations, for 181 games at home. And, the team wasn't able to, enjoy that. As well as the players weren't able to enjoy that. I think our team may have stuck around a little bit longer if those financial gains would have happened. And instead, we were very, very much robbed of that, as well as I think that the team itself may have, again, dissolved a little quicker than everybody would have liked because of maybe those, we pushed all our chips in, to make those pushes. And then when we, receive the gift of a World Series champion, again, dissolve so quickly because I think of COVID and that celebration, it hit you in more ways than maybe the eye can see. So, I'm excited to get back. And I know traditionally, do they celebrate 5 years? I always thought it would be 10, but I would imagine since we were robbed of that, five is kind of out of the ordinary. Yeah. And like I said, the amount of time that I have to sit here, and the more time that I think about all of that and kind of just how it was structured, the ownership group and Rizzo did a tremendous job putting some very expensive pieces together and the willingness to win a championship and then receive kind of the reward that they should receive. And when they didn't receive that, I think they kind of put the team in a position, a different position that they're not normally in, which is, the rebuild that they're in now. And I think it directly reflects to not having those celebrations. So, individually, yeah, man, gosh, it would have been awesome to, go to the West Coast and see all the Nationals fans, go to the Midwest, see all the Nationals fans, go South, go see all the Nationals fans, just have a celebration after celebration for 162. And like I said, we did not receive that, which is very unfortunate because, you grow up, dreaming of that. You definitely grow up winning the World Series, one that you get that big hit, whatever it may be. But, to have some type of celebration, it kind of made it, so to speak. That was kind of stripped away from us. And like I said, then the dominoes kind of fell, the way they did. And, it's kind of unfortunate.
Adam, there are so many themes and stories to that incredible run and the team and how close and tight-knit you guys obviously were. One of the big themes, I think, for a lot of fans was that relentlessness, that perseverance, where you guys would get punched in the mouth like anybody would in sports and, kept coming back with even more. As you look back on it and kind of reflect, what moment or a couple of moments where you're like, dude, it was almost over. if that ball that Will Smith hits in Dodger Stadium, where I lost a year off my life, that you caught, right in front of the wall, they're all pouring out of the dugout. Cody Bellinger's like, "We got it, we've won. Congrats to us." And then there you are, tapping your side, snapping the glove, making a catch, and jogging back in to hit. But how many moments like that can you go, that was so close to it being over?
Yeah, the three come to mind right off the bat. It may not be over, but I think one really big series that propelled us to be in the position that we were in when we swept Chicago in Chicago during, what would it be, Players Weekend. We wore the all black uniform. We were going into, Chicago facing a really good Chicago team. We had really started to make a push and getting some momentum. And guys were excited to play Chicago. They're a very good team, very veteran team. And to be able to go in for a weekend series in Chicago and sweep them and leave there, I think that gave us a ton of confidence. I think that I think the boys came together even more, you know, to come into a city like that and a team like that to be able to do that. It set fuel to our fire, even though our fire was burning pretty hot at that time. You know, the second thing is, of course, the wild card game. You know, that could have been easily over very, very, very quickly, and we would never even had a run. And then Howie's, you know, homer in L.A., you know, taking down a giant. I mean, that's, for me, this is nothing against any other team. Houston's an unbelievable team. St. Louis is an unbelievable team. But, you know, I think that was the best team that we played in the playoffs with the Dodgers. And, you know, Howie's, you know, 97 mile an hour and off the black going off Otako surreal. But like I said, you're right. We were on the ropes quite a bit. But, again, I think – we've talked about it over and over again. I just credit the older guys. I mean, I think one of the older teams in the big leagues. We had some unbelievable leadership, you know, with Davey steering the ship, but it's just, you can't make that up. Like that's, we were truly cared about one another. We had some unbelievable leadership again that, wouldn't say die. And, you know, it's, you know, I go back and I get a little emotional about it just because of how impressive it is when you get a group of guys that are all on the same page and all willing to do everything for each other. And, you know, like I said, it ended the way it should have ended because, you know, like I said, we all believed in ourselves.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Adam Eaton of the Nats on Grant and Danny. Huge weekend ahead at Nationals Park. Friday, Saturday, Sunday, three-game series with the Houston Astros, the team the Nats took out in the World Series in a best of seven, in game seven on the road. In fact, they won games 1 and 2 and 6 and 7 on the road in that World Series at Houston, and they celebrate their five-year anniversary now with the Astros in the yard. Are you and Howie going to break your, I don't even know what you called the celly, but the hot rod car celebration back out?
I don't know. I'm going to talk to Howie about that, but we may bust it out. We might just let it be, and we don't want to ruin a classic, but
that would pop the crowd a little bit, I will say. You got to work the crowd.
Exactly. Yeah, no doubt about that.
Adam, thank you for the time. We know you're busy. Means a lot. We really appreciate it. Should be a blast to see him and his teammates back at Nationals Park all weekend long against the Astros. Speaking of which, it is time, as we get you ready for Nationals baseball, to take a look at the starting lineup tonight presented by the Window Man. Since 1989, the Window Man has been the educational window company. Get your free, no-pressure, in-home estimate or at the windowman.com's Fairfax showroom.
Leading off at center field, Jacob Young batting second, your shortstop. Abrams batting third, the DH. Jesse Winker, Lane Thomas is in right, hitting cleanup. Luis Garcia at second base in the five hole. Joey Meneses at first base, batting sixth. Eddie Rosario in left field, hitting seventh. Riley Adams behind the dish, doing the catching and hitting eighth. Ildemar Vargas at third base, hitting ninth. All behind Mackenzie Gore on the bump.
Mackenzie Gore, sub three ERA, has been very good. Looking forward to see him shove against the Astros tonight. 2 days away from the Caps and the Rangers, Sunday afternoon, 3 o'clock at Madison Square Garden. Let's give you your Caps keys to game one, presented by Rood. Is your cooling system letting you down? Take a slap shot with Rood and experience peak performance. Dominate the season with unmatched cooling power and visit RUUD.com. If it ain't Rood, it ain't right.
Stay out of the penalty box. Stay out of the penalty box. You can't be a man down. Try to play this team 5-on-5, talking about the Caps and the Rangers. Slow them down. Try to eliminate the turnovers and odd man rushes. Play solid. Play boring, quite frankly. Get this game tight. That's where the Capitals have thrived, quite frankly. Rely on Charlie Lindgren to make that big save because he's been making it. That's how you're here. But to me, GP, don't put yourself at a disadvantage and try to outslug or outspeed or outskill this Rangers team.
Yeah, you can't outchance them, no doubt. I also think you got to keep the Rangers out of the front of the net. If Lindgren can see the puck right now, he's going to stop it. Now, where he has given up goals lately this season, it's been with traffic in front, bodies blocking his vision. Clean up home plate. Keep everyone around the house, that high danger area. Keep it clean. Shots from outside. He will make those saves. Try to steal one of these two at Madison Square Garden. That'll do it for us on Grant and Danny here on The Fan. For Darris and Ryan, G&D saying so long. Enjoy the Nats all weekend. Enjoy game one. We're back on Monday with a lot to talk about and the draft to dive into on Grant and Danny. That'll be 2 o'clock on Monday. Have a great weekend.
Ladies and gentlemen, the weekend.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.